Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Trippin' Roots, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
I can go out all night, or staying all day. It doesn't change a word of the things that I may say. You fought your fight, you saw your day. I know the sun can bring out the rain. Kind of rain that don't wash away anything. Stories that could build a wall, 10 or 15 stories tall, won't tell you when to fold or tell you when to call. Might not say anything at all. Rain that pours like gasoline, burning down all your dreams. Don't hand you a cigarette, won't even let you get close. Oh, but it'll still let you choke. I can go out all night, stay. I know the sun can bring out the rain. The kind of rain that don't wash away anything. Don't wash away anything. Eyes to see for miles out, praying for another drought. Don't tell me how to cry, don't give me a reason why. Eyes that haven't seen the land go dry. Well, I can go out all night, staying all day. It doesn't change a word of the things that I may say. You fought your fight, I know the sun can bring out the rain. Kind of rain that don't wash away anything. Ooh, don't wash away anything. Ooh, don't wash away anything. Ooh, don't wash away anything. Voices in my head at night, when all the noise is painted white. Don't tell me what to think, tell me what to do. They just make me think of you.
Thank you.
Here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker to speak more with Evan, Zach, and Aaron.
Thanks, Renee. Hey, Evan, Zach, and Aaron. So you talked about your mom.
She would beg me to tell this story because she would retell and retell and retell it.
What was your mom's name?
I'll do the nutshell.
What was your mom's name?
Kelly. Kelly Jo.
Yeah.
I was real young. I guess I was like 7 or so. Yeah, it'd be about a year before I started playing. And I was in baseball and hated it. For some reason, I liked all other sports, hated baseball. And she kept signing me up without asking, and I was just a little brat. And I got so mad. We went to a Catholic church, St. Leo's. I actually went to school there, too, private school, up until 8th grade. So the flyers were up, and, you know, I threw a fit after church for baseball practice. I was like, why do you have to drag me out there, this and that? And the art teacher there, I guess, decided she wanted to give guitar lessons. So she was like, well, if I ask you, would you like to play guitar? And I was like, just because you ask. So here we are playing guitar, what, 17 years later, I guess? Yeah, it was kind of kind of a strange story. I think I was just being a brat, despite her for asking. Yeah, my mom was my biggest cheerleader when it came to playing music. She got me into guitar lessons when I was 8. She was awesome, and she passed away this past August. So all this has pretty much just driven me to try even harder and keep going and see what comes of it all. So.
Heart beating out of my chest, like a dragon breathing fire. It's the bourbon on my breath. Turn on the shower, turn off my brain. Try not to let these thoughts derail my train. But most of that summer tried to be around, but sometimes felt better, others brought me down. If the sober silence had a little more to say, I might not have let her say she's okay. But ooh, you can't tell someone what to do. Oh, I don't wanna go back. I don't wanna see the pain hits like lightning striking a tree. I buried her with records and all that she taught us. No one was ready on a morning too cold for August. Life, it ain't fair, but you pay off your debts. You can move forward, holding on to regrets. Life, it ain't fair, but you pay off your debts. You can move forward, holding on. Camped out in the backyard, even when it's too cold. Burn down them pallets like a drunken pyro. Stay out too late, I get locked out. She had her reasons, I had my doubts. But ooh, you can't tell someone what to do. No, I don't want to go back. I don't want to see the pain hits like lightning striking a tree. I buried her with records and all that she taught us. No one was ready. No, I don't want to go back. I don't want to see the pain hits like lightning in a tree. I buried her with records and all that she taught us. No one was ready on a morning too cold for August. It's too cold for August. Don't you know it's too cold for August?
Thank you.
Hey, Zach, would you mind doing a little bit of what Evan was just doing, like going back into his family a little bit?
I was raised by my grandparents. My grandmother always played piano, sung all the time.
In Woodford County?
Yeah. And, I don't know, she always had a piano and I always kind of messed with it. And I didn't really honestly pay too much attention to music until I was somewhere around, it was like a year before I was eligible to join the actual school band. I had a cousin that was a percussionist in North Carolina, and he'd won like state championships, and you know, I went and saw him play, and he's still incredible. So he kind of got me, you know, sparked into it. So I begged my parents for a drum set, and they told me I could have a drum set so long as I joined band. So I did join band, and I got that drum set, and then I immediately tried to quit band and that was not in the cards, apparently. So I stayed until right around like sophomore year.
Back there playing the snare drum?
Oh, absolutely not. all different ranges of percussions. The handheld cymbals and xylophone, marimba, giant bells, kick drum, all kinds of.
Do you feel like you got some good musical training in your public school, in a public school setting?
For as long as I went, yes. I can't read sheet music, but I can count it.
Yeah. Did you continue to do music in school, or at that point, did you take it out of school?
No, me and the teacher had a disagreement, so I quit.
What was that disagreement about?
So, I don't know. I missed school that day, and they wanted me to come in and play a concert in the middle of winter, and the uniforms they make you wear aren't exactly, like, warm. So I didn't go. So he kicked me out of class for a week and sent me to the library, and my grandmother came in and had something to say. They had words, and I didn't like it anyway because he wouldn't give me, like, the snare drum or the quads or something. So I was just, like, tired of being there. You laughing at it.
I think you lied about marimba.
But what about a marimba? It's just a big wooden xylophone.
Single words you say, but the words I choose to listen to, they put me in the ground real soon, don't you know? Stop the show and unplug all your microphones, whisper low, tell them all you got to go. This they do not wanna hear, but it's clear you wanna be left. My dear, winter was a bad one here. I've been writing songs about the sun that never comes around, and I'm just like the sun. Where have I gone? Where have I gone? Where have I gone? Something I just can't face. I've been hiding out, my dear. Winter was a bad one here. I've been writing songs about the sun that never comes around, and I'm just like the sun. Where have I gone? Where have I gone? Come back.
Thank you.
Did you finish high school?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then did you think about going to college? Did you go to college?
I went to an audio engineering school. I went there for audio engineering, and then I took the production management class, and then I didn't do anything with it until we started doing this and bought some equipment. Turns out it's kind of like riding a bike. The way he explained it was you're going to come in listening to music like a normal person or a musician, which most people that go there are. They told me that you would leave listening to it like an engineer would. So instead of me listening to just music as a whole, you know, just nitpicking like, oh man, the guitar is panned over to the left, or the vocals harmony is, you know, here while the main is, you just kind of learn how to pinpoint different little like exacts that are happening in the music. An uneducated person in that realm would basically listen to a song and kind of just focus like everything's just happening, as opposed to imagining it like here's this 3D space and things are further back and closer and left and right and up and down. Really opened my eyes as far as like listening and learning how to like sit down and put parts where they need to go on whatever instrument it happens to be.
Good stuff. Good 21st century skill, I guess. I would think, as a band member, nice to have a band member who's got that kind of training.
Go on now. Try to talk yourself down. Silent crowd, they're waiting to be found. I just can't take the stand and say what I saw. Open mouth, we're waiting for the fall. I said what I meant to say. I don't think they regulate anything that we do now. And there's no time to redefine ourselves. Hope we swim in self-doubt. Drown or float, I won't let the fire burn out. No, no, no. I said what I meant to say. And
Thank you all.
Thank you.
I would like to thank our guests, Tripping Roots, for being with us this evening. We thank our volunteers for their help with our production and the original music of Whitney Aike with Ray Adams, performing each and every week here at Red Barn. We also thank all of you listening to our webcast, and also to those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience, we thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region in the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com. You all ready for an encore?
I believe so.
Awesome. Once again, let's hear it for Trippin' Roots.
Go, I think you should stay, that we could have a good time. That don't bother me none. Ooh, we could have a good time. Well, that don't bother me none. Walking around, well, I've been catching hell from you. The vision was blurry, but I could see right through. That face you paint on to keep the people blind. Well, I couldn't see straight, honey. I can read them signs. We could have a good time. That don't bother me none. Ooh, we could have a good time. That don't bother me none. Ourselves a good time, good time. That don't bother me, no.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Evan, Zach, and Aaron for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.